Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
It's open window, open door weather right now in the great state of Arizona. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. Here this morning with editor of Arizona Highways Magazine, Mr. Robert Steve. Robert, you've been there, what, about 10 years?
Going on 12, my friend.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm, you know, you said it at the top of the show. I'm blessed to have the second best job in Arizona, Rosie.
Oh, man.
Right after you.
I don't know. I don't know, man. If I could journey with you, and you know, when I read the front of the magazine, I get maybe, and I've told you this before, I get maybe six or eight magazines at home, and you're the only one that I open and read the editor's intro to that particular issue.
Yeah, and how much do I owe you again for that? I know I didn't get your invoice this month for that.
You're the only one I read. The other ones I just skip right by them.
Well, I'm flattered. Hey, thank you, sir.
We were talking a little bit before the break about really a testimony to how fabulous this magazine is. 17 national awards you just brought home recently, like within the last 30 days?
Yeah, last week I was up in Denver for a magazine conference. And, yeah, you know, we have an amazing team of people back. It's a small shop. You know, there's only six people on my team that do everything that you read by Arizona Highways. That's the books, the magazines, the calendars, all the social media, everything. And, you know, but it's a labor of love for each of us. And so, yeah, to be recognized for some of the things that we've done in the magazine is very nice. But, you know, the real reward, and this sounds hokey and corny, but, you know, we get to be a part of this legacy and this long history at Arizona Highway. So the awards are great, and I'm so proud of my people, and we're all just grateful to be on this ride.
What were some of the categories, Robert? Like, I'm sure it was photography, of course.
Well, you know, right. So we win. There's basically writing categories, design categories, and photography. And you know, you win. You know, there's a best cover category. So, you know, we won. You know, several gold, silver, and bronze medals in different categories. We won, you know, for best headline, and we won, you know, some writing awards as well. But yeah, photography, you know, we usually do pretty good in that category too.
And even the writing, you know, we were going to talk a little bit about some of the past issues. This one from August, Boots, Chaps, and Cowboy Hats,
mm-hmm.
Was reading the one "You Can Call Me Cowboy" by Kelly Vaughn.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
very excellent writer.
Yeah, she's our managing editor, and she is a wonderful writer, and you know, unfortunately, you know, she's busy doing a lot of other things, and we don't get to, you know, put her in front of the laptop and write as much as we'd like to. But, yeah, we're fortunate to have her on the team.
That's the story about the woman
Sheila
on the
Carlson.
Flagstaff Ranch?
Yeah, right. Isn't that a great story?
Yeah, and I liked, she said it was kind of the dilemma, what do you call her?
Yeah,
she,
right.
You know, is she a cowboy? Is she a cowwoman? She says there's no such thing as a cowwoman. And she said it's really not who I am, it's what I do.
Yeah.
So she cowboys.
She's a cowboy.
But
right.
She's just kind of an independent soul who loves working outside. She does everything.
Yeah, I was expecting some feedback from some readers about that very thing, but we didn't really hear from anyone. But
well, I thought it was just it's a verb, not a noun. She says, just what I, you know, I think all of us tend to kind of identify with what we do,
mm-hmm.
but she's talking about, you know, this is what I do, but I'm still me.
Yeah.
Another article in that particular magazine that caught Jennifer's attention was the young photographer from Tucson.
Oh, right. The young man who won our photo contest with the Nature Conservancy.
Damon, is that right? Damon Galasso?
Yeah. And
Damien.
Yeah, Damien. So, right. So we've been partnering for several years with the Nature Conservancy and Cox Communications on a photo contest for students. This is just for kids. And the whole purpose is to actually get kids out into the outdoors, get them away from
Amen.
You know, their electronic devices and, you know, get off the couch, so to speak. And it's a priority for the Nature Conservancy. So we've been partnering with this great team of people. And the contest grows each year. And this young man from down in Tucson,
homeschooled, got to give him a little plug. We have a special heart for homeschool kids.
Yeah, and it shows, right? And so this, for your listeners, he was a finalist the year before. I think he was a runner-up, or maybe
third
won
place.
Third,
yeah.
third place.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jennifer. And So he won some money, used that money, went out, and he actually made that photo the year before with a video camera, and he just made a still shot out of a video, which is also pretty impressive. And so then he used his winnings to go buy a real camera, still didn't have a lot of money to go buy a lot of elaborate lenses, so he made this shot of this damselfly, and he shot it through a microscope, a handheld microscope that he set up out in his backyard. Just very clever. And I'll tell you something. I met him with several other longtime photographers and some of our heavy hitters, and none of them could believe what this kid did. It was like, it was almost like, why didn't I think of that? Right. You know? And so anyway, just, you know, the innovation of this young man, and he's obviously somebody who's very gifted and talented, and also just sort of thinking out of the box, as they say. So it's a really cool shot.
It's really inspiring. He had to sit really still in his backyard. The camera was in his lap, and it's this damselfly. Mm-hmm. And micro shot. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was really, really impressive. And so that contest will be coming up again at the beginning of the next year in early 2019. So if you have kids out there, keep it in mind.
We'll keep that. We'll put it on our event calendar, Rosie on the House.
Back with Robert Steve, editor of Arizona Highways Magazine, right after that, talking a little bit about some upcoming issues as well. He does get his boots on every once in a while and get out of the office and onto the trail. Let's find out where he's been. He can let us in on a couple of his secret hike locations when we're back.